I am Daniel White III, president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is episode number 73 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day, so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life and for the glory of God. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory and His honor, and that helps other people. Now, so that you won't think that I don't apply what I am teaching, or I don't practice what I preach, even at the age that I am doing 5 podcasts a day, every day of the week, and I preach the gospel and preach the word of God once a day, every day of the week. And I am nearly 60 years old, so I believe in getting things done. This week we will wrap up publishing 3 books, and so I believe in getting things done, and I want you to believe in it, because life is short. And one day you're going to look back and wish you had done some things that you know God wants you to do. In this podcast, beloved, we are going through the fine book titled Doing It Now by Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished preaching a meeting at a church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, many years ago. And as I was walking through the airport, I picked up this little book from a little bookstore in the airport, which was my custom, no matter where I was in the world. And by the grace of God, God has blessed me to travel all over the world. But in every airport there, I don't know about maybe today, but I know back in those days, every airport had a little bookstore, or sometimes two, and I would visit each one. It was just something fun to do while I was waiting on my flight. So as I was walking through the airport, I picked up this little book and read it in its entirety, I believe, in one setting while on the plane. It was one of those fast reads, which I like. It is, and it's not a short book, but the man wrote it in such an entertaining way. It had a huge impact. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination, and along with prayer and the power of God. It is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. Today I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Edwin C. Bliss shared with the world through his book, Doing It Now. Doing It Now. And by the way, if it is worth doing, do it now. Don't hesitate. Get it done. As we begin, beloved, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Colossians 3:23 and 24 says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." Our Get Things Done quote for today is from Hudson Taylor. He said, I used to ask God to help me. Then I asked if I might help him to do his work through me. Today in the Get Things Done podcast, we are still looking at and dealing with part 11 of step 10, consider deliberate delay. He starts off, "Are there any other uses of deliberate delay aside from those you've mentioned? One other that you might find useful is a technique suggested by time management expert Alan Lakin, which he calls procrastinating positively. He claims that when all other methods for coping with procrastination fail, it can be helpful just to make yourself sit in a chair and do nothing. No reading, no talking, no paperwork, no knitting, no TV, just sit completely still for 15 or 20 minutes. Meanwhile, that important task that you should be doing is staring you in the face, and you realize how your precious time is slipping away. Whenever I find myself procrastinating, this is the technique I use," Lakin says. "Believe me, after 10 minutes, I'm off and running. If it's possible to fight fire with fire, perhaps it's possible to fight procrastination with procrastination. As a last resort, you may find this system worth a try. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast. Now go out and get stuff done." Now let's pray our prayer together that we pray each week. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises, declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen." Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life." Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.